listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Fall to-dos. It's officially fall, and so it's time to put those cool weather crops in the ground. It's, of course, easy to get overwhelmed with a long list of things to do as kids go back to school and work schedules change and the whole world shifts toward equinox, but you can take it one step at a time. Start by pulling those summer crops. It's time, really. You may have to pull the plug on these, but, you know, call the time of death and just put them in the compost heap. Make way for fall's tender greens and brassicas, and you'll be glad about that. Once you've done that, your next step is to put down a layer of compost and water it in well. Now, there are different schools of thought as to whether you can turn it into your soil or not. I'll leave that up to you. Your fall garden will need nutrients to grow big and strong, so either way, putting down compost is the right thing to do. After that, you're ready to plant, and you're going to choose from lettuces and root crops and peas and winter grains, and don't forget cover crops. Cover crops are a great way to rejuvenate your garden over winter. Oh, and speaking of winter, if you live in a cold winter climate, you'll need protection for these fall crops. So greenhouses, cold frames, or frost protection like insulated garden fabric over hoops, that's going to be your thing. You'll be able to extend your season into the holidays and beyond. For more information, check out our September Garden Nerd Gazette for tips on how to get your fall crops started. There's information on how to grow radishes, to peas, to kale, to Swiss chard. It's all there. So go to the website this week only and check it out. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.